From your home of football, cars and food, news, and now with a side of snark, almost live from studio unnamed, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hi, guy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a nice weekend.
Can we just do this Friday?
It's just been, yeah. I saw you start my weekend. Saw you to start my weekend and see you to end my weekend.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's a twofer.
So in case anybody's wondering, we are recording on a Monday afternoon because time and scheduling and everything else.
Yeah, we fit it in. You can hear the enthusiasm in my voice, though, talking about football 24 hours after it happened.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about something that either happened 5 days ago or is going to happen 2 days from now. Kind of works.
Yeah.
Feels good for me.
Yeah,
It was and this is a lot of NFL because they're...
It's NFL.
Because it's the NFL and there just isn't...
Much else going on.
If you're not a football fan, because this is also Wisconsin Badger football season, as it is every year about this time, this is the time where you get kind of excited for the Badgers because they're going to make another bowl game.
Are they?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They
did they win on Saturday?
No.
Oh.
No. Ouch. I wasn't watching.
Okay.
And then I was listening on the... Got an alert on my phone. I turned it on. They were down 1 point to number 3-ranked Penn State. And I made the mistake of saying out loud, you know, they got a chance here. They really do. Said it to one of the guys I work with. And so we watched for about 6 minutes, you know, like had it on TV in the background while we were working.
Sure.
And they proceeded to have about 4 incompletions in a row, followed by a pick six, followed by a Penn State touchdown, followed by game pretty much over. I think it finished 24-13. They scored the next 10 points in the... Yeah, no, they had a chance.
Okay.
They really did have a chance. They're still going to make a bowl game. There's, I believe, a bowl game for anybody who finishes at 500. You get something.
Yep.
I watched a little bit of football. Illinois, that's the Brett Bielema team. They lost to Oregon. It feels really strange watching Big Ten football live from Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to show itself that the West Coast teams really are having advantage when we have to travel. That's a long
travel
for any of these. And it's also the athletes that they recruit at Oregon, at USC are really top. Washington, really top notch. Like they're recruiting better athletes than most of the, except unless you're Ohio State, unless you're Penn State. Maybe Michigan, but probably not Michigan. They're not looking fantastic. The West Coast version of the Big Ten has an advantage.
Yeah,
they really seem to.
They have bigger programs. They've gotten more national notoriety. Yes. I mean, they've been good between the Washington Huskies and Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, and USC is right behind. When your third best team is USC, that's a pretty good conference, and all of that has come into the Big Ten, and it's been kind of a change. And the Badgers didn't look. I mean, they're playing a very, very good team. Penn State is fantastic offensive and defensive.
They're ranked number 3.
They are. They are legit a best in the country. Their quarterback got hurt. Their quarterback was playing really, really well before that. Okay. But they said the Badgers just don't look. They don't have the firepower at this point in the Luke Fickle. Phil Longo is their offensive coordinator. They don't have enough firepower in that room, whether it's coaching, players, scheme, whatever it is missing from their offense. Their defense still, you know, only gave up 24, or, you know, their defense gave up 17 points to Penn State.
Sure.
That pick six does not help Wisconsin at all. Their quarterback did not look great, ended up finishing in like 20 of 40. But that's going to be the Badgers season, I think, pretty much for the rest of the year. That's what they're just going to do. They're going to finish at a game or two over 500 and make some Sun Bowl, Pinstripe Bowl.
Right.
Some snack food bowl, and that'll be that. Other than that, yeah, it's NFL.
Okay.
It's NFL season. There is – how'd your team do?
Anyway.
that was a really fast show. We did it.
Yeah, no. They lost to the Lions on Sunday night, I believe.
Yes.
And they turned around and they had a Thursday night game against the Rams. I thought that it was going to be an easy game.
The Rams returned all of their talent right. on offense.
Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua.
Yes.
Both came, like, all of a sudden, oh, hey, they're starting. So I think it was a little bit of a coaching
Yeah, two thing. All-pro wide receivers makes Matthew Stafford look like a pretty good quarterback.
Right. So we lost. So in 5 days, we went from being, ranked in the top five of the NFL.
Yes.
To now we're the third in the division behind the Lions and the Packers.
Yeah.
But it's still probably one of the better divisions, if not the best. I mean, the Lions yesterday looked just
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to lose hope of a season when you lose two games in 5 days. That's a lot of travel back and forth. Travel right. to the West Coast against two playoff teams.
Right. So
because both the Lions and the Rams are going to be in the playoffs.
I mean, it's to travel, you know, because we're in Detroit, which is not a big deal.
Right.
But to go from there on a Sunday, come back home, correct. And then all of a sudden travel again, it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
I hate Thursday night games because normally they're not good.
It's and you know, this was a good football game. I got a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
It is kind of...
We're not getting blown out, which is good. You know, that Detroit Lion game, and we talked about it already. I mean, it was close. It came down to the last field goal to correct. Win. So
yep.
I feel all right about it. I don't feel bad.
And this was a 30-20 loss against the Rams. But
which, and whether or not you want to blame refs or not, that face mask in the end zone was
yes.
dumb.
Yes.
That would,
I mean,
that
putting
could've
yourself,
changed things.
As was putting yourself in a position right. to take a face mask in the end zone
right, exactly.
was not bright. Sam Darnold has gone from, well, you know, much like the Vikings season, right? Like, Sam Darnold went from being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL to having two games in a row where he was looked like why Sam Darnold would end up on three teams sure. in 5 years. You know, he was making mistakes. You can see the limitations.
Yep.
He's not going to win you a game. He might not lose you one, but he's not going to Aaron Rodgers you a game. He's not going to Lamar Jackson you a game.
Be careful with the Aaron Rodgers thing because that's not really a good example.
It's not a compliment anymore.
You know, the thing is that Darnold, he's a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not great.
No.
You know? Look at Mahomes. He's making up for the deficiencies on that mm-hmm. team left and right, you know, on that offense. They're still 7-0 now.
Correct. Yep. They have not lost. They are. Yes, he's not Patrick Mahomes, but he's also not I watched Trevor Lawrence play against the
right.
Packers, and Trevor Lawrence looked like a very average quarterback
right.
who has all the gifts of looking
and
like
that's I think what's going to happen, no matter how the season ends up,
mm-hmm.
Darnold, they might sign him to an extension, but J.J. McCarthy will be back because they need to see.
Yes.
And I think there's a good chance that he's above average. You know, I think mm-hmm. he's going
to
be better.
Well, they were ready for him to start.
They were. I mean, they didn't want him to, you know, they wanted Darnold to kind of go through the mm-hmm. season to see where they're at. I mean, it's fine. You know, it gives him another year in the NFL to kind of, and he's been traveling with the
team.
And
I'd like to have assumed that at this point in the season, if J.J. McCarthy's not hurt, you would have seen some spot of Sam Darnold or of J.J. McCarthy at this point in the season, right?
Maybe.
Even if they lose a couple games, you're seeing him.
If they, you know,
or
if
at least they'd be beating the drum for it.
Right. And if they lose again, they play Indianapolis Colts this Sunday.
That Colts team is bad. Oh, man, that is a bad team.
You want to talk about Anthony Richardson pulling himself out?
Oof. Yeah, that's a bad look. Yes. Yes,
Anthony Richardson,
second-year pro.
Second-year
pro. He's a running quarterback. He's quite athletic. One of the most athletic quarterbacks we've ever seen at the position.
But
had back-to-back. I mean, he's experienced enough to know that you don't take yourself out of the game
and
as a starting quarterback.
And should know better than during the press conference say, no, I was just tired.
He took himself out because he took a sack on one play and had to run a lot on the next play, knew it was third and long, and just decided, meh. So that's a rough.
So we shouldn't lose. We better not lose that game.
You should not lose that game.
Right.
No, that's a fact. They look bad.
So, I mean, Minnesota, I don't know.
Do you believe that they are the third best team in the NFC North, or do you think they are better than either of the two teams ahead of them?
I still think they're better than the Packers.
Okay.
Not better. I mean, Detroit.
They've got to win over the Packers. It's easy to say. You can say with confidence.
I mean, we're not throwing the ball and throwing interceptions.
Oof. I mean, Malik Willis doesn't throw interceptions.
Yeah.
Does that mean we're transitioning over to a
Green
Bay?
Yeah, we're done with the Vikings for now until they start winning again.
Yeah, yeah, so. That's how it feels.
But your Packers, I mean, they won.
The Green Bay Packers
it wasn't
won.
Pretty.
No, they had a second. It's the second time in 2 weeks they've had a game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's good, right? Like, it's better than being on the opposite side of either one of those wins. Yeah. So a win's a win. You're as good as your record.
Right, right.
But Jordan Love once again chucked an interception. Jordan Love once again got hurt. Jordan Love went into the game looking rough. He got hurt non-contact, which is always makes you think that maybe he shouldn't have been playing in the first place. When you can re-injure an MCL or a knee injury just by rolling out and throwing the ball, that means you shouldn't have been in the first place. Malik Willis probably should have been your starter for at least the last couple of weeks where Jordan Love has not looked any better than average. And we talked
about that, about rushing him back.
Correct. And that's with most injuries, but especially quarterback injuries, especially young quarterbacks.
Right.
Jordan Love is still a young, inexperienced quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's been a while since he's played a lot of football, you know, when you sit on the bench for a couple of years. And yeah, so that's a Malik Willis came in, won the game again. You're hitting a spot in the season where stat-wise, you can compare Jordan Love and Malik Willis. Malik Willis is having a better season.
Yep.
He's thrown a lot less interceptions, won a higher percentage of his games. He's now 3
I saw a comparison. Nick Mullins, the backup for Minnesota.
Yes.
Nick Mullins' 2023 season, because he was in and out of there, whatever.
Yeah.
Same stats right now as Jordan Love.
That feels right.
And it cost the Vikings $220 million less.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Jordan Love's numbers are very underwhelming at this point. He's going to come back and, you know, I don't even know if he plays next week, right? Like, they don't need Jordan Love playing to win games, apparently.
Right.
He helps when he's on, but when he's off, he doesn't help this offense. This offense runs, it's a system, right? Like, they talk about a system quarterback. Jordan Love is far from a system quarterback, but he's in the right system for his skills.
They play the Lions.
You got to start Jordan Love. Unfortunately, against a team like the Lions, although, like I said, the numbers, when you add them up, Malik Willis gives you at this point in the year, gives you a better chance of winning than does Jordan Love. And Jordan Love is a potential Pro Bowler, not this year. It doesn't mean that there's a quarterback controversy. It doesn't mean any of that.
Mm.
It does give you credit to Matt LaFleur for coaching a really good offense. Their defense continues to make the plays when they have to. But the running game looks great. They're running. You see why in a game like that, why they're third in the NFL in rushing. You see that they just keep committing to motion and sweeps and up the middle, 4 yards here, 3 yards there. They'll run it with anybody on the field. They've shown that they'll just keep doing it, and that's the offense that works.
Yeah.
You know, in an NFL where people are passing it as much as they can, spreading it out, if you're a team that decides to just run it, it's hard to coach against that.
I think also with the running back position, I think we're seeing a transition back to the importance of it.
Yes, because the teams that don't have one are really, really struggling.
Yeah. I mean, look at Derrick Henry at Baltimore. I mean, he's on a career year, you know?
Yes, as a running back who is considered at least past his prime, he is clearly in his prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll say this again. I like every time Derrick Henry's name is brought up, he's the running back now for the Ravens, was for the last few years before that for the Titans. If anybody wants to look up great sports highlights, it is Derrick Henry high school highlights.
Yeah.
It is like watching 10-year-olds try to tackle a full-grown adult.
Oh, sure.
As a high schooler, he was 6'2", 260 pounds, and he broke the all-time record in high school for rushing yards. He's always been that big. He's currently still that big.
Yeah.
So yes, watching him just run over 15-year-olds is fantastic.
But it also speaks to, you know, the Packers, the running game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Minnesota this year with Aaron Jones looks way different too.
When you have the right run, when you have a good, it's not about committing to the run. It really is having a good running back instead of getting a 2-yard gain, 5-yard gain.
Saquon Barkley at Philadelphia.
Correct.
You know.
It's showing itself that as important as a quarterback is, as important as a running back was getting devalued a lot in the NFL over the last few years, draft-wise, pay-wise, the amount of running backs on your roster, you'd rather have 3 running backs that are kind of good. But the teams that don't have one, Cowboys, yeah, right. They don't have one great running back. They are getting.
What do you mean, Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott?
This isn't 5 years ago. Yeah, this isn't the Pro Bowl from 5 years ago. The Raiders, they're a mess, but they also don't have a running game. Yeah. Teams that do have a running game, Seattle, even though you can't name talent on their team, they just keep running the ball, and they keep winning games because of it. Buffalo runs the ball, doesn't have a wide receiver that the casual fan can name up until last week when they made a trade to get Amari Cooper.
Yeah, but Keon Coleman's also coming on really strong too, though.
Sure, as a
I mean, he's actually got good stats.
Sure.
But, yeah, no, for sure. I think... Yeah, I mean, in the running, I mean, yeah, it's been devalued, but I think there's value coming back, and everybody's kind of going, oh, yeah, maybe we're, you know. Look at the 49ers without Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah, that's a great example.
You know?
Yes, they went from being the best team in football to a non, although they beat the Cowboys to save their season.
They beat them with a third-string running back that they had 200-some yards rushing.
Is there anything in the NFL that interested you this week? There are. I'm going to run through a couple of games.
Cleveland beat Baltimore.
That was a very big.
With
Jameis Winston, former number one pick of the Buccaneers, just infamous for doing some silly things in college, and also for throwing the most interceptions in the history of an NFL season. He had I think it was like 30 intercept. 20,
but he had 5,000 yards.
He had 5,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 28 interceptions.
So, but it tells me how much of a hot mess Deshaun Watson is.
Yeah.
I mean, up until last week, they've been just like, ugh. And now, I think Jameis threw for like over 300 yards, three TDs.
I mean, it's not a coincidence. That same thing Joe Flacco did last year for the Browns tells you that Deshaun Watson is awful.
Yep.
And you shouldn't have him on your football team. It's kind of how that really lines itself up. Like, you can comfortably say when he's on your team is worse.
Correct.
And when you can be replaced by Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston. Right. Yeah.
That was a shocker for me. The Hail Mary from Washington and Chicago.
Yeah, that was great. That was, yeah, Chicago and Washington featured Jaden Daniels, number two pick, and Caleb Williams, number one pick this year for the Bears, facing off against each other for the first time. Just tremendous athletes. Caleb Williams didn't play really well.
Nope.
The Bears didn't even really play. Their defense played well enough to win.
Not when it mattered.
Except for on the last play. Jaden Daniels.
Well, it was the last two plays because that little chunk.
Oh, you're right.
15 yard.
They got enough to get into. And Jaden Daniels threw it 70 yards in the air.
Yeah.
He went back and forth, finally found a spot, launched it up. The Chicago Bears player, which if you were watching some highlights, you know that he was standing in the near the sidelines.
Back to the play.
Back to the play, talking smack to the Redskins fans while the game was going on. Missed his assignment. Did not cover the player who caught the interception. Instead, he deflected the ball because he was behind the play and didn't know where he was. And so Washington wins in crazy walk-off.
Zero time
left on the clock. Touchdown, like, you know, just like they drew it up. Yep. Just like you always wanted to as a kid. They did that. And so I'd assume that player for the Bears, although he apologized to his teammates after the game, should probably get cut. Right? That feels like that'd be hard to play with that guy.
Yeah.
The next day. Maybe. So that was another one. That was funny to me.
What else? Cowboys happened? Lost horribly.
Oh, that always feels good, man. I like watching the Cowboys lose. That 49ers look like a good team when they're playing bad teams.
Yep.
The Saints were terrible again.
Yep.
Turns out they're one of those. They don't have a quarterback, so they don't have a chance.
Yep.
The Bills stomped all over. They could make an argument for being the best team in football.
Yeah.
Even though they've got...
They're looking good.
Because the Chiefs keep winning, they're going to stay undefeated for quite a while.
Steelers? With Russ?
He can cook. he really... I mean, they looked like Mike Tomlin said post-game when he was asked, how do you make that on a team that's winning their division? That's why I'm well paid.
Yep.
That's his answer, and he's absolutely right. I love that answer, and he's absolutely correct. He made the right change at the right time, and that's how you end up being Mike Tomlin.
The Texans don't look so good.
Nope.
Their O-line is horrible.
They're
the best team in the AFC South. I don't know. They'll be a playoff team, obviously, because Colts, Jags.
To be fair, last year they won the division with, I think they were only, did they win 10 games last year? I think they were 10-7 or 9-8 last year. They had to win the last week of the season to make the playoffs.
Right.
They went on, you know, they won. Yeah, they don't look a lot better than they do last year. They certainly don't look like they were on that.
The surprise for me is the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, they're 5-3.
Sean Payton and Bo Nix together. Yeah, they were talking about it since before the draft, how well that was going to work out, and it has worked out that well. I don't know who the defensive coordinator is for the Broncos.
It's not, it doesn't matter.
It's not anybody that I can name, but their defense is playing the best defense in the league.
Should we talk about the Jets and laugh?
Oh, we're getting there. Yes.
Can we?
Yeah.
Because that's a hot mess.
Did you see what happened to the Jets this weekend?
I didn't watch the game. I heard that they were just horrible, though.
They looked like, the New York Jets fired their head coach, Robert Saleh,
a couple weeks ago
when they were sitting a couple games. They didn't have a great record, and Robert Saleh might have been the first coach fired, but they were a game under 500. They weren't looking terrible.
You want a stat quick?
Yes, I do.
Zach Wilson has a better record from last year at this time.
I heard that stat on the radio on the way home last night. I liked that very much. Zach Wilson was the reason.
He was 4-3, I believe, and they're 2-6.
He was the reason why Aaron Rodgers ended up at the Jets is because Zach Wilson was so bad that Aaron Rodgers was going to fix it. Zach Wilson was clearly not the problem. The problem was supposed to be Robert Saleh. Turns out he wasn't the problem because the guy they replaced him with is just as bad of a coach. Tells you that you can keep working your way up. Is it Aaron Rodgers' fault?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's playing horrible.
It goes farther than that, right? Like, you could fire a GM anytime before you do anything else.
I thought he was a great receiver. Last couple, you know?
Yeah, it turns out when you take Garrett Wilson and make him from the best on your team, the focal point of your offense, to just another guy because he wants to pass it to Devontae Adams. He wants to throw it to this guy. He wants to work his offense. Aaron Rodgers does. Yeah, Garrett Wilson doesn't look very good. He went from being...
He's missed.
Yes.
You know, he's dropped. He had no hand. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I mean, they have a great running back with Breece Hall.
Sure. And a great backup in Braylon Allen.
Yeah, no. But nothing.
No. No, it looks like a team that just... This is... And it's really
there's
easy.
No, I think there's no passion, no heart. It's just a... Somebody was saying on one of the news channels and on the sports shows that it's not a team, it's a roster. Yes.
They're not built for
that's
this.
What happens when you put Aaron Rodgers in charge of your team.
That's the thing. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who will miss OTAs. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who will unequivocally just say, I went to Egypt instead of practicing. Mm-hmm. When your leader, when your focal point, when your everything points to him, says things like that, everybody else can do that. And it sounds cynical to say, well, that's what's happening, but that looks like
Green Bay East right now.
Yeah.
As the Jets.
It
between Devontae and Allen Lazard.
Before when Jordan Love was and Aaron Rodgers were both on the same team. Remember, he used to be the quarterback for the Packers, right?
Yes,
Aaron Rodgers. And he was pretty successful. But it was controversial at the time, big time, not only drafting Jordan Love, but letting Aaron Rodgers go. Saying a year ahead of time, this is your last shot. It sounded controversial. Fast forward to 2 years later, and the Green Bay Packers made the clear and obvious, I can't believe they got 2 second-round picks for that guy.
Yeah.
Those 2 second-round picks could have drafted a quarterback for the New York Jets, could have solved problems for the New York Jets. Instead,
it hampers. It now has hamstrung the Jets now for the next probably a couple years.
They're on the hook for the $60 million that the Green Bay Packers were trying, that they had to accept as a dead money hit last year. That's fallen on New York for at least the next 2 years.
Yep.
The reason the Green Bay got rid of Aaron Rodgers is the problem that the Jets are now facing. And man, did they not learn anything from the Brett Favre era? Did they not? I mean, that's just, I can't, that the huge mistake. How much they overvalued Aaron Rodgers when most of the rest of the league was acknowledging out loud, now this guy maybe not so much anymore.
Yeah.
The New York Jets were so excited to win a Super Bowl. I said the owners can't fire themselves.
Right.
But it feels like in most places, quite honestly, in most every single sport, not just football, if you have an owner who wants to play GM on any level, George Steinbrenner, at all. You want to be that, then you're not doing your job.
Yep.
You are not doing your job, and you are probably not leading a successful franchise. You're probably not. No, because
I mean, the problem with the Jets, too, it's not just the offense and Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
That defense should be not, you know, just lights out defense.
Well, their defense lost their centerpiece when their head coach got fired. That's a big issue. When you replace your offensive and defensive coordinator mid-season, because that's what happened when they replaced the head coach with the D coordinator, now you have two different people, and you replaced your offensive coordinator at the same time, the whole team is basically...
It's like starting a dumpster fire.
It's like training camp starts all over again. It's great. It's so nice to not have it happen to you.
Do you think Aaron comes back?
No. I said that a couple weeks ago. I'll keep saying that. This doesn't feel like...
He wants to deal with it anymore?
Right. I don't think, and quite honestly, I don't think the Jets would be super disappointed to have that page turned for them, because they're apparently having... They had such a hard time. They wanted so bad for it. You're not going to be able to cut a guy like that. Unless your GM does it on his way out the door, or a new GM does it as his, like, well, we're starting fresh. We don't need this. Yeah, no, they're...
On a side note, what teams do you think needs to just wipe it clean? Jets?
Jets, Panthers.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Dallas. Dallas. Absolutely Dallas. Dallas, 100%. They are just...
They didn't do any improving in the offseason.
No.
In fact, I think they got worse, too. I mean, not only worse, but with the payroll.
And you know, quite honestly, my surprise team for, like, you should just wipe it and start over, Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals have
all-pro
quarterback, all-pro wide receivers. They were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. That was their Super Bowl window.
Is it coaching?
I mean, Zach Taylor... went from being a guy who you could fire because his first couple of years were terrible to he made the playoffs and Super Bowl, and they beat Patrick Mahomes 1 year in the playoffs to get there to, I mean, maybe it is the coaching, right? Like, it's that a guy goes back to the, they don't keep getting better sometimes. Sometimes people just go back down the curve.
Sure.
Hard to tell, but that's a thing where if you're going to be the worst team in your division with the highest paid quarterback and highest paid wide receiver, You gotta start over, right? Like, because you can't afford to sign another free agent anywhere, so you have to hit draft pick after draft pick after draft pick.
Does McCarthy get fired at end of season?
End of season, yes. Absolutely. I think first day. As soon as Jerry Jones can fire him, I don't think the hit that Jerry Jones, the PR machine, the owner takes for GM Jerry Jones's choice to fire the coach,
Dennis Allen at Saints get fired too. I think that's another one of those.
Yeah. I was trying to run through the list of teams that don't have a, because you can't, I've said this before, you can't start over with a franchise if you have your quarterback on the roster.
Right.
You just can't afford to as a team. You can only start over if you are replacing the quarterback and the quarterback first.
By the way, you got 30 seconds.
Man, we did it again.
That's NFL.
This is NFL season. I really do. We could do an hour. I feel bad for the 10 o'clock today, because we're just gonna talk right over them. We'll probably come back after some music and just hammer out the rest of what's happening in the NFL. The Browns could start over.
Yes.
Yeah, man. This has been a fantastic show. Another one. We'll have to do this again next week, give or take. Want to thank you and them and everybody for doing the stuff and the things they do. Have a wonderful weekend. See ya. Bye.